Welcome to the Transformational Parenting Podcast. I guess you have identified the qualities you want for your child by this time. If not, take some time and identify the qualities you want for your child. Trust me, following the steps I'm going to share with you in these podcasts will definitely bring positive shift in your life and your child's life if you take action on it. Idea without action is useless. Learn Group's vision is to create a better society by bringing awareness to the people with a mission to make a positive impact in the lives of 10,000 people by the year 2025. We have taken the action to bring the awareness to the society and create a positive impact by sharing our learning through this podcast and other social medias. If you are listening to this podcast till now, it means you are ready to make a positive shift in your life. You really wanted a better living than you are right now. So take action and create a positive transformation in your life. Once you identify the qualities for your child, check whether you got those qualities for yourself. If you have all those qualities in yourself, great. Then helping your child to possess these qualities is super easy. If not, you need to work on those qualities for yourself first. Because parents are the first role model of a child. A child learns first from the parents, then from others and the society. Take yourself as an example. When you analyze yourself, you may notice consciously or unconsciously, you would have picked many behaviors from your parents. And at the same time, you would have avoided specific behaviors from your parents. In either case, your parents would have played a significant role in who you are now. What I am going to share right now may seem silly for some of you who are listening, but when you understand this simple psychology, you will realize how these small things make a huge impact in a child. I always listen and respond to my child whenever he calls me. In case, if I am in the middle of some work, I used to tell him, Satya, 2 minutes, and then I wrap up my work and listen to him and address his needs. When I used to call my son, after his play hours, he started to plead, Amma, 2 minutes will play and come. One day, when I insisted him to come home as it's getting late, he told me, Amma, you tell me 2 minutes most of the time when I call you. I was surprised to hear this and realized how the small act which I neglected had made an impact on my son. From that day onwards, I avoided saying 2 minutes most of the time and attended him immediately. Slowly, he also started listening me to my first call. Dear parents, this is the way to make your child listen to you by listening to them. Kids are really smart than we think. They pick up our good or bad so easily. Let me share you another incident that took place when I went to pick my son from the school. The school has 2 gates, in and out gate for the convenience of the incoming and outgoing vehicles. I see few parents with their children taking the in gate to go out of the school instead of using out gate where few vehicles were lined up to exit. They don't have the patience to wait for few minutes in queue near the exit. And they were least bothered about the incoming vehicle and were creating a traffic congestion in near the in-gate. So they were not aware that this small act is teaching 3 big lessons to their children who are at the back seat. So what does it teach them? It teaches the children to be impatient instead of developing patience in them. It also teaches the children that it is okay to break the system instead of following the system. And it teaches them a carefree attitude instead of showing empathy on fellow human beings. So, to create a better life for your children, be a good role model for your child. Do what you say at all times, that is both in presence of your child or in their absence. Think before you act. Just ask yourself, does this create a positive or negative impact in my child? If it creates a positive impact, great, you act on it. If it creates a negative impact, avoid it and do the right act. In this way, you're helping yourself to become a better version of yourself and your child. So be a positive role model to your child. Happy parenting. Thanks for listening Transformational Parenting Podcast.